Cookeville wins the FFA Dairy Foods Contest. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We won the State Dairy Foods Contest. This is all of ours first year doing it, so we're really, really excited.
Amy Morgan of the Cookeville FFA chapter was named the high individual during this week's Dairy Foods Judging Contest held at the State Fair, and that helped her team of four to take first place overall.
We had to taste milk and determine what defect was it, and then we had to taste cheese and determine what kind of cheese it was. And then we had to taste artificial and real dairy products, and we had to score them on if they were artificial or real.
This is the second year for this contest. There were 29 teams from across the state competing. David Frazier, assistant professor at Tennessee Tech University, coordinates the event.
Basically what you're seeing is students are going through what a real dairy would face on a daily situation. For example, milks have a tendency to pick up impurities based on what a cow might eat. So there may be a milk over here that has an onion flavor to it, a very distinct onion flavor, and the kid has to identify that and then determine, is that milk sellable or is it something that can't be sold whatsoever?
And David Frazier says hopefully contests like the Dairy Foods Project and others in the FFA can get some of these young high school students interested in a career in agriculture that helps sustain our most important industry.
All in all, it just gives them a really good idea of the dairy industry, the food side of the dairy industry, not so much the production of the cows, but the milk and the handling of milk. And that just gives them a great idea. And hopefully many of these students will go out and look at a career in, you know, food science and technology, one of the fastest growing careers in the agriculture industry right now.
Well, the Dairy Foods Contest drawing a lot of interest, over 130 students participating, and the Cookeville chapter will represent Tennessee at the National FFA Convention next month in Indianapolis. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.